This being the third Sunday of Advent, perhaps it's appropriate that we have three readings today. The first is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 12, verses 2 to 6. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength and my might, and has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on God's name, make known God's deeds among the nations, proclaim that God's name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for all God has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. The second reading is from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The third reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 7 to 18. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham and Sarah as our ancestors. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Sarah and Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked John, "What then should we do?" In reply, John said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" John said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers also asked, "And we, what should we do?" John said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the strap of that one's sandals. That one will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. That one's winnowing fork is ready to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the granary. But the chaff, that one will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, John proclaimed the good news to the people. God's word for God's people. God is still speaking.
I do love words, words spoken, words written, words read, words, words, words. I also love hymns, words sung, for I love singing my faith. As a child and youth, I couldn't wait for the next hymn sing when we got to request our favorite hymns to sing. I've always had two favorites, always two. And I always request them. The first is "Christ the Lord is Risen Today." Thank you, Charles Wesley. And two, "Joy to the World." Thank you, Isaac Watts. And here we are on this third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of joy, the Sunday of our pink Advent candle, which signals our joy with its lighter color, striking in contrast to the deep purple candles that surround it. A reminder that that our preparation in this season, our waiting in this season, our anticipation and expectation in this season are sparked and sprinkled and surrounded and supported by joy. Joy, joy, joy. The joy, joy, joy that echo throughout the 15th century German carol alternately known as How Great Our Joy and the Echo Carol. Joy, the joy that Isaiah prophesied will surround us as we draw water from the wells of salvation. How does that joy surround us? As we give thanks to God. Call on God's name, make known God's deeds, proclaim and exalt God's name, sing praises to God, shout aloud and sing. Joy, joy, joy. The joy that the Apostle Paul writes of as the principal theme of a letter to the early church at Philippi. Rejoice in the Lord always, wrote Paul from prison. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Why? Simply because the Lord is near. How? Let your gentleness be known to everyone. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Joy, joy, joy. The joy that John the Baptizer pointed to when he insisted the heart of preparation, waiting, anticipating, and expecting a Messiah, an anointed one, Emmanuel, God with us, one who baptizes not with water, but with Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and with fire, is to bear fruit worthy of our repentance, to bear fruit worthy of our turning around. Joy, joy, joy. No wonder the crowds asked John, what then should we do? What, please tell us, what does this joy, this bearing fruit look like? And then John gets really concrete. Any of you who have two coats must share with those who have none. Same goes for your food. What, please tell us, what does this joy, this bearing fruit look like? Tax collectors? Any of you collecting money for any reason for that matter, I would imagine merchants and bankers included, only collect what is due to you. What? Please tell us, what does this joy, this bearing fruit look like? Soldiers? Protectors of empire? No extortion. No threats. No false accusations. In our 21st century, we might say no misinformation or disinformation. What then, 21st century people of God, should we do? What does our joy, our bearing fruit look like? Any who have two coats? Wait, does anybody in this room have two coats? If you have two coats, if you own two coats, raise your hand. Okay. Yeah, I figured most of us do. We must share with those who have none. How many of us in this room have enough food? We must share with those who have none. As the late South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu once said and was captured in the Book of Joy, Tutu's conversation with His Holiness the Dalai Lama, co-written with Douglas Abrams, quote, I mean simply to say that ultimately our greatest joy is when we seek to do good for others. It's how we are made. I mean, we're wired to be compassionate. End quote. Joy, joy, joy. This journey, this Advent adventure, this Advent journey, this journey of faith is about joy. Joy creates and carries within it and within us space, room for God, gratitude, compassion, wonder, courage, sometimes called boldness, bravery, sometimes called daring, love. Joy creates and carries within it and within us space and room for God. Joy that does not and cannot preclude pain or sorrow or grief, but joy that surrounds and upholds and carries our pain, our sorrow, and our grief. Joy that is fruit of and gift of the Holy Spirit that surrounds us, even making a way out of no way, and constantly, gently, insistently reminds us our Lord is near as our every breath. Rejoice in the Lord always, wrote Paul. Again, I will say, rejoice. We light a candle of joy, not only on this third Sunday of Advent, but every moment of every Sunday and every moment of every day. We light a candle of joy and let every one of our hearts prepare Christ's room. Joy, 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 so that we may repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Joy to the world indeed. Thanks be to God. Amen and amen.